Obituary.
LaDonna Brave Bull Allard. Black Snake, Sacred Water. LaDonna Brave Bull Allard, historian and campaigner for Native American rights, died on April 10th, aged 64.
The first time they drove up to Whitestone Hill in South North Dakota, LaDonna Brave Bull Allard had to ask her husband to stop. She could hear grief coming out of the ground, crying and screaming. She had to lay down food and water there, as well as prayer ties of sweet willow bark tobacco that could soothe and heal the spirits of the dead. Whitestone Hill in 1863 had seen a terrible massacre, when hundreds of men, women and children had been herded into a ravine and shot by the United States Army. They had been members of a large camp of tribes, mainly Sioux, who had been meeting to prepare for winter by hunting buffalo and arranging marriages. Among them was her great-great-grandmother, Mary Big Macassin, then 9 years old, who felt the sudden heat of a bullet tear into her hip. She survived, but had shivered in a field for hours, crying for her mother. Her voice, too, called from the place. On the very date of that massacre, September 3rd, but in 2016, LaDonna herself was in a field, frozen and immobile. Again, white men in heavy fighting gear, this time company security guards, were breaking up a camp, one she had made to obstruct the building of the Dakota Access Pipeline beneath the sacred lands of her tribe. Hundreds of protesters were being tear-gassed and pepper-sprayed. Dogs were set on them, and now she was facing one with blood on its dark grey jaws. Yet the only thought in her head was a historian's. How could this be happening again, on the anniversary of so much killing?